This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I'll try to clarify some misconceptions about the issue of moon sighting, and maybe many brothers and sisters in the West have so many questions about the issue of moon sighting and how to announce the beginning of the month of Ramadan and how to announce the end of month of Ramadan, as well as how to announce or when to announce the day of sacrifice, the day of Eid al-Adha, as well as the day of Eid al-Fitr. And brothers, I think there are many misconceptions that have been going around since a long time, especially in the West, especially in the UK. And because of these misconceptions and because of many things are going on, I would like to clarify certain points about this important issue. And I hope I will clarify certain issues that have not been clarified by other people before. And I will try to avoid what have been said by those who support any of the views. Rather, I would like to clarify issues that both parties have missed, and especially those people who support the calculation, or those who always support the view that says that we need to have our moon sighting, our own moon sighting, which is based on calculation. In the beginning, I'd like to clarify very important issues before getting into the details of this discussion. Two things. Those people who are talking about these issues, they are one of two people. One of them is a very sincere person, and he would like to have this issue of moon sighting and the announcement of Ramadan correctly. And he is worried about the fact that we may fast in the wrong day. This is the first person, and we don't doubt their sincerity. The second person, among those who speak about this issue of moon sighting, he is someone who has agenda behind it. And this agenda, let me speak clearly about it. The agenda being is that the only country, or maybe the very famous country that speak about moon sighting these days and support visual moon sighting, is Saudi Arabia. And those people who are talking about moon sighting from this angle, and they mention Saudi Arabia, they have agenda against Saudi Arabia and against the ideology of Saudi Arabia and against the Salafi ideology of Saudi Arabia, as well as so-called Wahhabi ideology of Saudi Arabia. And in order to attack this ideology, they start bringing this this agenda of moon sighting and attacking the way Saudi Arabia look at this issue of moon sighting, and therefore they can attack Saudi Arabia from other angles as well, which ultimately means attacking the Salafi ideology, or what's so-called the Wahhabi ideology. So we have to be careful. So I plead to those brothers who want to speak about this issue of moon sighting from a sincere point of view, and they don't share with those people this agenda, to be careful of this agenda and to be careful of the consequence of what they say, because I think it is a dangerous issue. Now, even in Saudi Arabia, there is a lot of discussion about this issue of moon sighting, and some of the people who are attacking this so-called classical moon sighting, visual moon sighting, they are also attacking it from liberal point of view. They are supporting liberalism and secularism in Saudi Arabia, and they are not happy with some religious activities that take place in Saudi Arabia, and they wish to see Saudi Arabia as a complete secular country. They want to attack the judicial system in Saudi Arabia. They want to attack what is left in Saudi Arabia in terms of Islamic activities and implementation of Islam. That's why they would like to bring this agenda forward. So we have to be careful. All the brothers and sisters talking about the issue, they have to be very careful about this agenda. This is something very important. So now let us get into the technicalities of this issue. The issue of moon sighting and announcement of the month of Ramadan. It is classically known that there are two methods to announce the month of Ramadan. The first method is the moon sighting, and the second method is completing Sha'ban 30 days, the completion of Sha'ban 30 days. And there are numerous adilla to prove these two methods. The first method, the ahadith in as-sahihain, an ibn Umar, an Abi Huraira, etc. صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته فإن غم عليكم فأكملوا عدة شعبان 30 يوما. Fast when you see the moon, break your fast or stop, cease your fast when you see the new moon. And if you can't see the moon due to cloud or due to dust or other factors, then complete the count of Sha'ban 30 days. The second criteria is the completion of Sha'ban 30 days. Means if it is difficult to sight the moon, then what do we do? Then we complete Sha'ban 30 days. This is the second criteria. Now, what do we consider calculation in general, or astronomical science in general, as a criteria to sight the moon, as a criteria to start the month of Ramadan and to end the month of Ramadan? This is a question. And here we want to clarify an important issue regarding this. Calculation, first of all, from a fiqhi point of view, astronomical calculation and astronomical science, although Islam acknowledges that there is a science called astronomy, and Islam doesn't say any negative thing about it if it's used in the right place, however, the issue of moon sighting is something totally different from the issue of astronomy and astronomical science. It is totally different. I would like to clarify this point, and I would like people to understand this point. We are talking about two different domains. The first domain is the natural moon sighting by the natural eye, and the consequences of that. The other issue is the calculation of the moon sighting, or calculation that help you to know whether the moon sighting is correct or not. These are totally different issues. The first issue, which is the moon sighting, the illa here, the effective cause in the issue of announcing the start of the month of Ramadan and announcing the end of Ramadan is totally different from the reality of the new month of Ramadan. And this may look strange for some people. We are not fasting according to the moon that represents Ramadan astronomically. We are fasting a month which may coincide with that actual month and may not. This is something that all the people have to understand, and many people who are talking about the issue of moon sighting misunderstood, and they are missing the point. If we say that we are fasting the real month, then yes, we may consider the issue of astronomy and the calculation, etc. But we are talking about two different domains. So, no link between both. Now the question is, many people will ask, what is your proof that what you are saying is that you have 2 months, the Shar'i month and the astronomical month? So, as we have two types of months, the Shar'i month as well as the Haqiqi month, because even in Lugha Arabiya, like As-Salah, linguistically means something. Shar'i, it means something else. So, there might be a link between both, but not necessarily the Shar'i meaning is exactly as the linguistic meaning. Here is the same thing. The Shar'i month is not necessarily the same as the real month, the real astronomical month. The people will ask, what is the proof? How do you prove that? We can prove it by the following. First of all, the hadith, صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته فإن غم عليكم فأكملوا عدة شعبان. Fast when you see the month, and you're fast when you see the new month, and if you can't see it because of cloud, because of dust, because of other natural factors, then what do you do? Complete the count of Sha'ban 30 days. While in reality, the month, the real month of Ramadan may have started yesterday. I hope that is clear. Yet the Sharia did not bother about the real month of Ramadan. The Sharia bothered about something else. The effective cause in the beginning, the effective cause in the announcement of the start of the month of Ramadan is totally different from the effective cause of announcing the real astronomical month. This is one thing. The other dalil is that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during that time, he said to the people, صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. In one case, Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه said, ترى الناس الهلال على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبرت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أني رأيته فقال قم يا بلال فأذن بالناس أن يصوموا غدا. And the other hadith, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked people to sight the moon, and then a Bedouin came. And he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he sighted the moon. And that Bedouin, even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't know him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, Atashhadu an la ilaha illallah? Atashhadu anni rasulullah? He said yes. Then he announced the month. Let me ask you a question. Is there any possibility that this Bedouin made a mistake? There is a high possibility that this Bedouin made a mistake. There is a high possibility that this Bedouin confused or was confused about Pluto, as they say these days, and the new moon. When we tell this to people, they immediately they respond, that Bedouin, we know Bedouin knew astronomical phenomena, and they know these natural things, and they know the sky, moons, and stars, etc. Yes, we know that. So we ask them, if we come up with a conclusion, do you agree that if a Bedouin came who knew about these issues, these stars, moon, etc., are you going to accept his witnesses, his testimony? If you claim that this was the case of the Bedouin at that time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is a high possibility that this Bedouin made a mistake. But we tell people, if you come up with a conclusion that those Bedouin in Saudi Arabia that you always accuse them, they know about the astronomy and about the stars, etc., would you still accept their testimony? They will say no. Because what? Because astronomical facts are against their sighting. So, don't say when we tell you that Ibn Umar may made a mistake, and or the other Bedouin may made a mistake, don't say that, yeah, those Bedouin, they knew about the moon sighting and they will not be confused about moon and Pluto or other stars. Don't say this. Say it clearly that we don't accept that unless astronomical facts prove that the moon can be visible. So, the issue is, Ibn Umar or the other Bedouin may have done a mistake. Still, with that possibility there, even if they knew about astronomy and stars, etc., they may have done a mistake, but the Prophet ﷺ guided us to follow that. And the Prophet ﷺ announced the month based on this. So, the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us to accept that as a premises for his time and for any time after his time. The Prophet ﷺ could have indicated in that hadith that, yes, if we double check, or if we need to double check, or we need to have other facts to support your testimony. No, the Prophet ﷺ did not say this. Now, some people say that, but the Prophet ﷺ, at that time there were no astronomicals, etc. No, who said so? There were astronomicals since long time ago. This is known. Even the Arabs, they are known to have this astronomical calculation, etc. And this is one thing. The other thing, brothers and sisters, we have to be careful. Not everything, when it comes to us these days, and we say, yes, we don't do it these days as it has been done before, because these days are different from before, and before they did not have this knowledge, etc. We say that this is very, very dangerous, and we have two extremes in this. One extreme that does not accept any changes in the original textual evidences or the interpretation of the textual evidence, no room for any interpretation or for new implementation. And on the other hand, the other extreme that almost abolish all the textual evidences because of what? Because of the new context that we are living in. Both are wrong. And forget about the first extreme. Let us talk about the second extreme. If we say, for example, brothers, that we make wudu to clean our limbs, but these days our limbs are clean. At that time, people used to work in farms and they used to walk in the desert, etc., etc., so their limbs get dirty easily. But these days, is hardly people get their limbs dirty as such. So maybe it is enough to have one wudu, and that's it. Everyone will disagree with this analogy. Everyone, they will say, no, this is a matter of ibadah, wudu is different. No, it is not a matter of only ibadah, it is not a matter of wudu is different. It is a matter of illah. What is the effective cause for making wudu? If the effective cause of making wudu, if the illah of making wudu, something that we knew and we can build on, then we can change wudu accordingly. Same thing, but if wudu is not based on illah, on a certain illah that we know, and the illah is changing, then we cannot change wudu. Same thing here. If the moon sighting, and depending on visual and natural moon sighting, is dependent on a illah that we know, then, and that illah changes, then we can change the issue of moon sighting. If it is taken as such and there is no effective cause, there is no illah behind it, then we cannot change it. So, what is the effective cause in the issue of announcing the month of Ramadan? And once, what is the effective cause in announcing the end of Ramadan? The effective cause is not the reality of the month, as we said, but it is something else. Something else which takes us to the issue of the Shar'i moon and not the real month. This is another thing that proves that we are looking for a month that is different from the real month, the real astronomical month. The third proof is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in Hadith al-Tirmidhi, عن أبي هريرة الصوم يوم تصومون والفطر يوم تفطرون والأضحى يوم تضحون. قال الترمذي يشرح هذا الحديث والعمل على هذا عند أكثر أهل العلم أن الصوم مع جماعة الناس وعظمهم والفطر مع جماعة الناس وعظمهم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith is saying, fast or the fast is when you all fast, and ending the fast is when you all end your fast. And the day of sacrifice is when you all sacrifice. At-Tirmidhi explaining this, he said that most of the people of knowledge act according to this hadith. Means no one should fast separately. We should fast when most of the people fast and break, stop the fast when all of the people stop fasting. Now, brothers and sisters, let us reflect upon this. Fast when you all fast, irrespective whether most of the people fast according to the moon sighting, to according to calculation, according to the Shar'i moon, according to the other moon, according to wrong moon sighting, or according to correct moon sighting, irrespective of that. If the Khalifa of the Muslims announced the moon sighting and Muslims start to fast or followed that eventually, or followed that, then you fast with them. And the month of Ramadan for you, listen to this, brothers, the month of Ramadan for you is that month. Even in reality, the month of Ramadan has not started. Okay? And no disagreement among scholars about this particular point. How? To prove that there is no disagreement. Have you, I'm asking, and I asked all the brothers who speak about this issue, have you come across any scholar anywhere in the books of fiqh who said that Muslims in one city or in one country, half of them can fast on one day and the other half can fast on the other day? None of the scholars said this. They said Muslims, either globally or in your country, they should fast in one day. Especially in your town, in your country, they should fast in one day. It is not allowed by any mean that half of them fast in one day and the other half fast on another day. And this is not a matter of disagreement between Muslims, and this is a matter of we need to tolerate that. No. Not because of the issue of unity. The issue of unity is a factor, yes. No, but because of the issue of this hadith. And moreover, brothers and sisters, they say, if, for example, يعني Muhammad sighted the moon, and he went to the Khalifa, and he said to the Khalifa that I sighted the moon, and the Khalifa rejected his testimony, and he said, no, tomorrow is Sha'ban, it's not Ramadan, it's not the first day of Ramadan. What will happen? They said Muslims should follow the opinion of Khalifa. They should follow the opinion of the Imam al-Muslimin. And moreover, about Muhammad who sighted the moon himself, what do they say about him? They say either he fast secretly, or he should fast with Muslims. None of the scholars, as far as I remember, said that if he break his fast tomorrow, if he doesn't fast tomorrow because he decided to go with the Muslims, he will be sinful because he went against his own moon sighting, the one he himself have seen. None of the scholars, maybe you can find one or two scholars, but majority of scholars, either they said he will follow the majority, or if he wants to fast, he should fast secretly. What does that mean? means that if he fasts with Muslims, his fasting is true. So how come we can say that his fasting is valid while the real astronomical month for him is not what he is following? He is following a different month, which is the Shar'i month, which means that there is a difference between the Shar'i month from one hand and the astronomical month. The criteria, we are talking about two different domains. From one side, the Shar'i, this is a totally different domain, and from the other side, the real astronomical month. This, we have to understand this point. Someone might say, in reality, in Sharia, is there any difference between the real Shar'i ruling and the Shar'i ruling and the real ruling? Yes, there are so many examples. Because the Sharia sometimes look to other factors, other effective factors, other than scientific factors. And we have to understand this reality, brothers and sisters. How? Let me give you an example. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-waladu lil-firash." The child belongs or is attributed to the wedlock. "Walil-aahir," the adulterer, he deserves hajar. Either he deserves nothing, or means the other interpretation, he deserves stoning. The lineage of the walad is not, of the child, is not dependent on the biological factor. It is not related to biology. It is related to another meaning, another factor, which is that this boy was born in this wedlock. Irrespective of his biological father, his father will be the husband of that wedlock, will not be the biological father. This the case. If a married couples, they had a child, and then the father or the husband passed away, and this child, he will inherit because he is the son of both husband and wife. If the other children of those husband and wife, they said to their mother, he should not inherit from our father because he is coming from zina. He is coming from adultery. We don't agree that he is our brother. So, what do we do in this case? Now, scientifically, we have hundreds of ways to prove whether he is the biological brother of these brothers, okay, of these boys and girls, or not. And imagine if they could, those boys and girls, if they could take some of his saliva and they took it to the laboratory. And the laboratory confirmed that by DNA, by analyzing the DNA, that he is not your biological brother. No single doubt about it. As you know, now DNA, they said no two DNAs can match each other, except within maybe 1 trillion people, etc., something like this. So it is impossible that DNA makes a mistake from this angle. So in this case, those brothers and sisters, what do they consider their this person who is confirmed according to science and scientific facts and DNA that he is not their brother, their biological brother? Can they go to the court and they say he should not inherit, he should not share the assets, we should not call him our brother, he should not take our father's name? By consensus, no. This by consensus. All scholars said, no, DNA will not be accepted. And even now in this Majma' al-Fiqhi, the Fiqh Academy in Jeddah, that have representative have have scholars from all over the world, I have seen their conclusion, and they said no. Why? He is not the biological brother. What does that mean? He will still have the right to inherit, and maybe a very big share. And still, he has the right in the lineage. And he has the right to call himself as the son of that person and the son of that lady. Now, even brothers and sisters, be careful. His mother, for example, if she admits that she committed adultery, and this boy is not the boy from her Shari husband, from her husband, he came from adultery, from zina, still her testimony will not be accepted, and this boy will be considered the son of that of her husband, and he will have the right in sharing the assets. Subhanallah. How come are we negating the scientific facts? Many people, when we tell them about this issue of moonsighting and that we are talking about different domains, people listen to this, we are talking about different domains, don't get the issue of astronomy into it. We are talking about two different domains. Then they say, no, Islam is against science. We should show non-Muslims that we are respecting science, and Islam is in tandem with science and all of these things. No. This has nothing to do with that. We have different Islam, has his own views, has his own reasons for going for this direction. Now, let us take this issue of adultery again. What is the only case when this child will have no share in the inheritance assets, in the assets, and he will not have the lineage? The only case is when the li'an takes place, cursing takes place. If li'an, proper li'an, takes place, where the husband, li'an mentioned in Surah cursing, mentioned in Surah An-Nur, when the husband does the cursing and the wife does the cursing, and that is completed, then we call this boy or this child the son of his mother, and he doesn't take the lineage. So, in the issue of moon sighting, the effective cause, brothers and sisters, is something different from the real moon, the real astronomical moon. Sometimes it might match it, sometimes it might not. So once we understood what we have said about the Shar'i moon and the real moon, this means that if there is a mistake in the real moon, however we accepted that, then that is the Shar'i moon, and according to Sharia we are not making a mistake, although there is a mistake in the real astronomical issue. I hope that is clear. So we should not be that much reluctant when this something happened. Now, if that thing happened, then we should be confident that the Shar'i moon is our month and we are fasting according to that, and our fasting is valid. No one can say that it is invalid. This is the main difference. So, if they say, but we have to make sure that the Shar'i moon is real. No, it is real as it is accepted. Once it is accepted, it is real Shar'i. Now, they say, let us verify. Maybe there is a mistake. No need. Even if we verify, brothers and sisters, even if we verify that there is a mistake, that mistake is not considered here. As, remember the case of the DNA. If there is a mistake in the issue of the DNA and the biological father, that is not considered. What is considered is something else. And that's why, as we said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-sawmu yawma tasumun wal-fitru yawma tuftirun." Now, this hadith, brothers and sisters, be careful, it supersedes all other ahadith in this issue. What does that mean? It supersedes صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. It supersedes فإن غم عليكم فأكملوا عدة شعبان 30 يوما. Means the first criteria is الصوم يوم تصومون. When all Muslims fast, then you fast with them. This is the highest criteria. الصوم يوم تصومون. This is the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressing people, lay people. صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressing the people in charge, the leaders. And you as a lay person, you should follow the people in charge. The people in charge, they have to take care of صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. So you as a lay person, if it is announced that the moon, the month of Ramadan is starting tomorrow, you have no, if it is announced by the Khalifa or Muslims, in the absence of Khalifa, Muslims, the majority of Muslims take the role of the Khalifa. If it is decided that tomorrow is Ramadan, then you go for that. Well, what about صوموا لرؤيتي? I haven't sighted the moon myself. No, for you, this is what is applicable. الصوم يوم تصومون. Now for the people in charge, either the people of knowledge or the leader of the Muslims, صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. What is the دليل for this differentiation? The دليل is what we said. None of the فقهاء said that you can fast alone and you can make Eid alone. No, they said you fast with the people. Even if you, your own moon sighting is different from the people. And this is, as I told you, it is almost consensus. So where is the hadith? صوموا لرؤيتي. This is the leader has to do that. Now this is, some people may say, so are there anything like this in Sharia? Yeah, there are many things actually. Countless hadith. For example, والسارق والسارقة فاقطعوا أيديهما. The one who steal, cut his hand. Who will cut his hand? You? No, it is the leader of the Muslims who will cut his hand. And if the leader does not do it, are you going to do it? No, it is not my job. It is true that the leader is sinful, but I am not sinful. I have to enjoin the good and forbid the evil and advise him to implement شرع الله جل وعلا, but I am not sinful. So what about this statement? والسارق والسارقة فاقطعوا أيديهما. Allah جل وعلا is not addressing you as an individual. And that many people addressing the issue of moon sighting are missing this point. So moon sighting and all of this fuss about moon sighting, we should talk to the people in charge of it. And if they decided on something, we have no choice but to follow them. Even if we come to a conclusion, definite conclusion, that astronomically this moon sighting is wrong, and however it was accepted by Muslims, then this is the true month. Even astronomically it was proven in contrary of that. Just remember the case of this hadith, the biological father and the shar'i father. As if there are two fathers. Same thing here, as if there are two months. The shar'i month and the astronomical month. Once we understand that, then it will be understood and it will be clarified. So, here brothers, if they say, now there is this moon sighting, but in terms of astronomy, most likely it is wrong. We don't care. Let us imagine, even if we come to a conclusion that according to astronomy, it is impossible to sight the moon. All astronomers came to that conclusion, then that does not affect the Shar'i month. If it is accepted to fast on that day, and there is a possibility that this day is the start of the month. I mean that we are not starting by the end, by the middle of Sha'ban. No, we are starting at the end of Sha'ban. either 29th or 30th of Sha'ban, then that month is the Shar'i month. So this means that we don't need, once the moon sighting is established and one or two witnesses, according to the disagreement between scholars, testified that they have sighted the moon, and that was accepted, and then Muslims or the leader of Muslims accepted that. No need, this is the point, no need to go to astronomy and to verify that at all. Even if they verified it, it has no value beside the Shar'i matter. Same thing, it has no value to verify whether this brother, this boy, is the biological son or not. It will have no value. And that's why even some scholars say it is good not to verify that. The issue of biological father, it is good not to verify it. Why? Why? Because it will have no consequence. The father died, so there will be no cursing. So whatever you do, this boy or this daughter, this child will belong to that father, and he will have all rights. Whatever you do, since the father passed away, and there will be no possibility for this cursing, then that's it. The matter is finished. So it is better not to go and not to check about DNA, because this will have waswas. No, he is not our biological brother. What do we do? And then you will shun him off and you will keep him away, etc. Same thing what is happening with moon sighting. When did this problem start to happen? Just recently. Why? Because those astronomers start to say, no, there is a mistake, and these Bedouin, they do not know anything about that. And then more people are being confused. More people are being confused. That has nothing to do with the Shar'i matter. So that's why no need to go for that. And then the brothers and the authors and those who wrote about moon sighting, they write big books about visibility of moon. And they write even historical facts about visibility of moon and the true moon. And they have timetables that go back even to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have seen some books of this book written in Urdu. And he brought all the dates. No need. No need. With all respect to those people, no need for that. And then they talk about conjunction and that the moon is birthed after a few seconds of this conjunction, and the moon is visible after 15 hours, but according by telescope it can be visible after 12 hours or so. And they get into these discussions, and in Saudi Arabia the situation is this and that. No need. No need. Is, with all respect to those people, is just a waste of time. Now, a question. What do we do? This is a very important question. What do we do? Where do we go from here? And what is the criteria? What shall we do? Brothers and sisters, everywhere, just simply, as-sawmu yawma tasumun, wal-fitru yawma tuftirun. That's it. That oversees, supersedes any other hadith. If you go to a country in China or in Alaska or in America or in Saudi Arabia, if the people in that country decided to fast on one day, go for that, even if you internally believe that their decision is wrong. If you follow them, that is your month, that is your Ramadan, and that is فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مُنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. That is the explanation of فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. Whoever witnessed the month. How do you witness the month? As I told you, if الصَّوْمُ يَوْمَ تَصُومُونَ. Now, this brings another issue, which is, now, if we say that Muslims all over the world have their own decision, and Muslims in my country. Now let us discuss that step by step. First of all, let us imagine the ideal situation where there is the Islamic Khilafah. And this Khilafah is dominant in most of the world, which is the ideal situation. And so what do? We should go for the opinion of the Khalifa, the decision of the Khalifa. No one is allowed to go against his decision. Even if they sighted the moon, even if they, according to calculation, they came to a conclusion that it is not right, etc. We should go for the opinion of the Khalifa. It is binding upon us. Now, if the other situation, if there is a Khilafa Islamiyah, and this Khilafa Islamiyah is dominant in the Muslim world, and you belong to the Muslim world, then you are not allowed to go against the decision of the Khilafa. If there is no Khilafa, there are countries like those countries, and your country, your entity, although we are, we don't say that this is something legitimate to have these countries, separate countries. However, this is not our issue now. But your country now said that, decided something, then you have to go for your country. Because as-sawmu yawma tasumun, for your people around you. You cannot go against the people in your country. You cannot celebrate Eid alone. You cannot start your month of Ramadan alone. That's it. Now, imagine that there is no Muslim country or there is no single authority. Like the situation of Britain, like the situation of many European countries, America, etc. What do we do? This is the question. What are the possibilities, brothers? The possibilities that people are putting. First of all, to have our own moon sighting. And people think that this is the best scenario. To go for our own moon sighting. Or to go for the first moon sighting in the world. This is the second scenario. Or to go for the nearest Muslim country. So the nearest Muslim country, some people say it is Morocco, to go for their moon sighting. And the third possibility is to go for the moon sighting that took place in Saudi Arabia. Because Mecca is there, and this is the Qibla for Muslims, so we go for that. So what is the correct opinion among all these opinions, with all due respect to those brothers and those scholars who hold these opinions? None of them is correct. So what is the correct opinion? The correct opinion is As-sawmu yawma tasumun. The hadith of At-Tirmidhi, hadith Abi Hurairah in At-Tirmidhi, which all scholars agreed upon. As-sawmu yawma tasumun wal fitru yawma tuftirun. If your country, for example, if in Germany or imagine in Holland, they decided, Muslims there decided to go for Morocco because maybe a big Muslim community is from Morocco. They decided to go for Morocco. And most Muslims accepted that. Go for that. And that for you is the Shar'i month. Allah Jalla wa Ala will not take you to account if you go with them, but Allah Jalla wa Ala will hold you accountable if you go against that. If they decide to go for their own moon sighting, and most of the people accepted that, go for that. If they decided to follow Mecca, go for that. If they decided to follow Pakistan, go for that. As-sawmu yawma tasumun, wal-fitru yawma tuftirun. As At-Tirmidhi said, the people of knowledge decided that the person should fast with the majority of Muslims. So this is the case when we said there is no Khilafah to decide something, and there is no Amir al-Mu'mineen to decide something. You go into country, see what are the majority of Muslims doing, what is the majority of Muslims doing, do it and go for it. This is the decision, as simple as that. Why? Because of the hadith that we mentioned. Not because of unity only, No. The only unity here is not the criteria. The criteria is الصوم يوم تصومون. And it is not, as we said, the fuqaha, the scholars, never said, if you believe in contrary to what the jama'ah believe, then go for your opinion. None of them said that. So we will see, we will find a mosque here fasting on this day, the mosque there fasting on the other day. And as it happened here 2 years ago in Manchester, in one family, they contacted me. Some people are celebrating Eid on one day, and the father and mother, they were fasting. And no, this is impossible. None of the scholars agreed on this. None of the scholars said that. So this is my advice. And this is not just my own ijtihad. None of the scholars can go against this ijtihad, against this opinion. And I have discussed it with so many people. And I told them, before we go into conjunction and all of these things, just let me clarify one thing. Is it allowed for Muslims, for example, in London, to split into two parts, one fasting on this day and the other fasting on the other day? Just tell me this. And that's why I advise all the brothers, before getting into this discussion, ask those who talk about it. Sheikh, is it allowed that we divide into two opinions? One, Muslims establish Eid on this day, and the other Muslims in the same city to establish Eid on the other day. If he says yes, then he doesn't know anything in Islam. As blatant as that. If he said yes, follow your local masjid, okay, and the other one to follow his local masjid, where we will end up with some of the Muslims establishing Eid on this day, and the other Muslims are establishing Eid on the other day, and this is legitimate, if someone says this, then he is going against Sharia and he doesn't know anything in Sharia. So what to do? Go with the majority of Muslims. This is the conclusion. Now, and that's why, brothers, as I told you, before we write books, yani now there are books, we have seen books, wallahi, big books written about Saudi Arabia, about conjunction, about the visibility, about it, there might be mistakes, etc., etc. No need for that. And people are confused, and look, wallahi, there are valuable information here, etc., etc. No need for that at all. Taib, the question here, the question that many people will forward is, if we go to a country and we don't know what is the majority, then, brothers, if you don't know the majority, try to figure out the majority. Try your best. If you came to a conclusion that most of the Muslims are doing this, then go for that. As simple as that. If you are confused, then, if you are confused, you are confused. Then join the locality around you, if you are confused. But in many cases, we are not confused. Now, many people here, they will say, but what is the fatwa? What is the fatwa, for example, in the UK? And what do we do in the UK? We, as I said, we do fast when most of the Muslims fast. And that's why, brothers, it is not now who is the real mufti, who is the real influencer here. The real influencer here is not me, not any mufti, it is the media. Now most of the people, what do? They open the TV and they see that Mecca is fasting tomorrow. Then, and they are praying Taraweeh today, they spiritually attach to that and they will follow that. On the other hand, Eid time, they will see that Mecca stopped praying Taraweeh, so they will just follow that. And if you remember, in one of three years ago, in one of the masajid, I don't want to mention the name of the masjid, they said, no, tomorrow is Ramadan, and we want to pray Taraweeh, while most of the masajid around them announced Eid. And people knew that in Mecca it is Eid, and people making takbir, Allahu Akbar, and there is no more Taraweeh. The Imam started Taraweeh prayer and just the three people joined him, or three, four people joined him. And there were discussion, no, 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 we won't pray Taraweeh, etc. What did the committee of the masjid do? And we witnessed that and we know that. They entered and they have a meeting there, and then they said, yes, tomorrow is Eid, khalas. Is that a joke? This is not a joke. So why to start it like this? Khalas, if most Muslims accepted that, just accept it, alhamdulillah. Now most Muslims in the UK, they just go spiritually for Mecca. They don't have this discussion about conjunction. They don't have my discussion even. They don't know about it. They just open the TV and they see Mecca announcing Eid. They just go for that. Mecca starting Ramadan, they just go for that. And that is the real mufti. We cannot go against that. And even in many years, brothers, it happened that many imams gathered together and they had a meeting and they decided to go for something. And when they went to their masajid, all of them or most of them, they went back to the same decision to just to go for the central mosque, which is going for Mecca. Why? They cannot resist. They could not resist. So all of this discussion that is going on in the UK now, moon sighting, mistakes, etc., all of this discussion will bring back to square one, where we will have disputes again. We will have so many disagreements again. And still, whether the Tullab al-Ilm or Shuyukh or people in charge decide something or not decide, the real one to decide is the TV. People spiritually attached to Mecca, not in this country, but in so many countries. I was ringing even some Muslim countries, and they said, khalas, we just gave up and we are just following Mecca. And that's it, that is our Eid. Tayyib, alhamdulillah. Forget about Saudi Arabia, but don't be agitated when you hear Saudi Arabia and when you hear, yes, these Wahhabis are taking over. Don't be agitated. It's not a matter of Wahhabism. It is not a matter of Salafism or whatever. Muslims, spiritually, they are attached to Mecca. They have taken that as their own criterion, and they are following that. Just follow that, as simple as that. And this is a shar'i matter. And the last thing here, brothers and sisters, that I would like to mention is the issue of Saudi Arabia. They are doing so many mistakes. First of all, I don't want to discuss Saudi Arabia. It has nothing to do with us. People are saying, no, we are following Saudi Arabia, and why are we following Saudi Arabia? We are not following Saudi Arabia. We are not following Saudi Arabia. We are following the majority of Muslims, and the majority of Muslims is spiritually attached to Mecca. So once it is announced in Mecca, which people say that it is Saudi Arabia, whatever they say, people are fasting. And that's why one time I had a program with the brothers in Victon TV. And Victon TV is watched by the Pakistani community. I told the people there, and some of them were very supporters for this issue of calculation and astronomy, etc. I told them, let us agree on something here, and don't worry about Regent Park, I will take care of it. But let us agree on something. The problem is that we don't agree on something. We don't agree on something. If we go to the previous scenarios, no, 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 people will say, no, 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 no. We have to have our own moon sighting. This is the sunnah, and let us apply the sunnah. And I went to these moon sighting meetings. The first thing that they mentioned is, look, brothers, according to the astronomy, moon is not visible this day, and it will be visible here. So, which means that the first day of Ramadan is here. This is the moon sighting committees, what they are doing. And so, that day will be the month of Ramadan. Otherwise, imagine how these moon sighting committees are announcing Ramadan before 2-3 days beforehand. It is impossible. Moon sighting, if you want to apply the sunnah, is to go and visibly you see the moon. Now, if that is not possible, then complete the count of Sha'ban 30 days. None of the scholars, and there is ijma' on this, and those people who quoted ijma', Al-Jassas quoted the ijma', Ibn Taymiyyah quoted ijma', Ibn Hajar quoted ijma', Subki quoted ijma', that we don't go for calculation, either visible natural moon sighting or completing Sha'ban 30 days. So what will happen is when we open this issue again, then we went back to square one. People will say, no, this is not the sunnah. The sunnah is to go and to visible the moon by yourself. And then they say it is not visible because of clouds, etc., here in London, etc. So what do we do? Now let us go to the nearest Islamic country. Then we go back to square one. After all of these discussions, this is something really nonsense, brothers. Nonsense. And because some people, they have their own agenda against Saudi Arabia, against Salafism, against Wahhabism, they are promoting this. And some of them, I agree with sincerity, they are doing this, but we have to be careful. There is no solution. Khalas, alhamdulillah, the solution is most of the people spiritually are attached to Mecca and they have accepted this. And here in this, I myself followed this matter number of years in the UK. And at least 60% of Muslims go for the decision of Mecca. Then that is the majority. No one can say, no, 60% going against Mecca. Because most of the people in London going for Mecca. This is most of the people in London. And then many other cities are going for following the Regent Park decision. And if we consider 50-50 in Manchester, if we consider 50-50 in Birmingham, if we consider 50-50 in Leicester, if you add it all together, and you consider that, and you remember the fact that half of the Muslims living in London, and most of them are going for that decision, then you will come up with a definite conclusion that 60% of Muslims in Britain are going for Mecca. So just go for that. Slowly, slowly, this will build up, and more Muslims will be following that opinion. And that what should be do. And this is what should other Muslims in some other non-Muslim countries, in some other European countries do. Go for the decision of most of Muslims in your country. I hope by clarifying these issues that I have clarified these misconceptions about the issue of moon sighting and about the issue of announcing the month of Ramadan and announcing the end of Ramadan. And as I told you, we have to be careful, especially to those brothers who are speaking sincerely about these issues. They have to be careful about the agenda behind some of these talks by some of those either scholars or astronomers or those who speak about this issue. And I hope, inshallah, we can reach to a definite decision by all of the Muslims will be following one decision in this country. أقول هذا القول واستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا